You're listening to the Armed American Radio Network, brought to you every week by the United States Concealed Carry Association. And now, your host, Mark Walters.
Armed American Radio Network is on in your house, your car, your computer, wherever you may be. Welcome to the second hour of Armed American Radio Network. I'm your host, Mark Walters. Each and every week, wherever you are, and I'll tell you what, wherever you are, Missoula, Montana, KMPT, AM 930. You're on the Armed American Radio Network. Welcome to the broadcast. KIOV, 1450 AM, The Source, Meridian, Idaho, serving eastern Oregon and southwestern Idaho. You are on the Armed American Radio Network. Talk Radio, 1270 AM, KSCB, Liberal, Kansas. You are on the Armed American Radio Network. News Talk, 790 KNST, Tucson, Arizona. You are on the Armed American Radio Network. It's a pleasure to have you joining me this evening. Welcome to the broadcast. Your prescription for freedom has been filled. Again, I'm your host, Mark Walters, each and every week. Feel free to join the broadcast at 877-956-9566, 877-956-9566. We're having a problem with the Twitter account tonight. We may have it fixed. Feel free to tweet us on the air, and we'll get your questions out at twitter.com/AARMark. I believe Sean, my producer, has gotten that repaired, and hopefully we'll get you there. He's saying yes, so go ahead and give that a shot. If for some reason I don't get to you, email me live on the air in the studio at mark@armedamericanradio.com, mark@armedamericanradio.com. The first hour was good. We were talking about Fort Hood. The second one is going to be just as good. My two guests this evening, Dr. Bruce Eimer, who is going to carry over with us for the second hour, and Ms. Susanna Hupp. Both of them are on the line. We'll be getting to them momentarily. And first off, I want to let you know it's really good to be growing as fast as we are across the United States right now, across America. We're adding cities left and right. And I want to thank you for that. Continue to pick the phone up. Call your station management, your local talk radio station management, and ask them to carry Armed American Radio. The syndicators are doing a great job. And just to put it mildly, this program is for you. Our newest listeners in Montana, Idaho, eastern or southeastern Oregon, southwestern Idaho, liberal Kansas, Tucson, Arizona. This broadcast belongs to you. It does not belong to the anti-gunners. We don't waste our time giving them our airtime and our airspace. This show is for you. I want to get right to the meat of what's cooking here tonight, and I'd like to bring in and welcome Susanna Hupp. Susanna, welcome to Armed American Radio. It's truly a pleasure to have you on the broadcast this evening.
Well, thank you. Thank you very much. And I have to warn you right off the bat, we're having a terrible storm here, and I wanted to call you on a landline, and the landlines are not working. So I'm on a cell phone, and I'm hoping there are no problems.
Well, I'll tell you what. I know you're very media savvy and have done this probably thousands of times. If something happens with the phone line, we'll have the producer try to get back to you, and we'll just make it work, okay?
That's great.
And Susanna, joining me tonight is Dr. Bruce Eimer. Dr. Bruce Eimer is a clinical psychologist, a very well-respected clinical psychologist, as well as firearms training expert and author. Bruce, you're on the Armed American Radio Network. Welcome back to the broadcast.
Thank you, Mark.
Susanna, I want to start with you real quick. I don't want to waste any time here. I've really been looking forward to speaking to you. You have got so much to talk about, and you have been through so much over the years. I went back and did some research on your story back from the beginning. I watched your testimony in front of Chuck Schumer. Ugh, it was tough to keep that in. Susanna,
that's a bit of an infamous moment.
Boy, I'm telling you, it is. It really is. I remember watching that live. And, you know, I hate to dredge up the past, but we've got to go there to go forward. Can you tell the listeners what happened and you know, from the beginning in a nutshell and kind of carry us forward as your career picked up, and then we'll lead up into your book?
Yeah, absolutely. The shortened version is that here in Texas, we did not used to have a concealed carry law, and I was convinced to carry a gun illegally by a patient of mine who was an assistant DA in the Houston area. Carried illegally for many years, and I kind of got to the point, like most people do, you know, you figure, what are the odds? You know, if I need a gun, it's going to be on a dark road if I have a flat tire somewhere. It's sure as heck not going to be on a bright, sunny day in a crowded restaurant. And unfortunately, I quit carrying my gun. and was worried about losing my license to practice. And back in 91, I was with my parents at a local restaurant when a madman drove his truck through the window. And if you'll recall, you know, back in 91, these mass shootings weren't happening. So it was not the first thing that came to my mind, but he was very methodically walking around executing people. And long story short, when it was all said and done, 23 people were killed, including my parents. I made it out alive, obviously. I was very angry. I was really, really angry at my legislators. And that's not something I made up later, Mark. I mean, you can look at the newspapers the next day. I said I was angry at my legislators because I felt like they had legislated me out of the right to protect myself and my family. My gun, along with a few other people that died that day, my gun was 100 feet away from me in my car where we could carry it legally. But, you know, the guy that does the murdering, he doesn't care about those laws. He's looking for a place where he can get a high body bag count, which is something that I preach on a regular basis. These gun-free zones are come-and-get-me zones. Where would you like me to go from there?
Well, I'll tell you what. I've got it. You just gave me a wealth of things to want to ask you about, and I'm afraid that 4 hours wouldn't be enough. But based on what you just said, I would like to quote something from Paul Helmke of the Brady campaign, who made the statement about the Fort Hood tragedy. And I'll paraphrase it. He said, "We have seen too many shootings in churches, schools, universities, synagogues. Every place he named are gun-free zones, Susanna." And he's qualifies for the Bonehead of the Week Award, which we're going to start giving out next week.
And I don't know if you know this, but Fort Hood is 10 miles down the road from me. Fort Hood is in Killeen, where the
right.
shooting that I was involved in occurred. And my children's school was locked down on Thursday. This is very close to home. Our best friend was the emergency room doctor at the Army hospital that day. My children have friends whose parents were there that day and didn't know if their parents were alive.
It's terrible.
It hit very close to home again.
Yeah, I'm sure it did. When I hear boneheaded comments like that, and I look at it, my eyes pop out. And when I talk to someone like you, Susanna, I have written dozens of stories. In fact, in my book, Lessons from Armed America, there's 7 of them. People who found themselves victims very quickly of blazing fast violent attacks. Some were prepared, some were not prepared. And I just simply can't imagine being in your shoes, in your position that day. I just simply cannot. It's incomprehensible to me. However, I prepare for it as best as I can. And I remember you made a very infamous statement that, I see Chuck Schumer sitting there with a smug look on his face, listening to you who had just gone through this. And the arrogance, it's tough to watch. And you made the comment that you would rather have been sitting in jail convicted of a felony to have your parents back. And I wonder how does that sink into someone? Do they not get it, Susanna, after everything you've done over the years, and especially what you've done in Texas, which we'll talk about in a minute? What don't they get?
This is such a serious subject, but I can't help it. I get tickled sometimes when I hear comments like you just like the quote that you just read me from Helmke. I mean, it's so absurd that it's hard for me not to laugh. It's actually hard for me to argue when somebody is that blind and that's not. I don't mean to sound so ugly, but genuinely stupid.
No, you can say it. We all know.
I'm a politician. I can't help it. I like to at least give the pretense of being fair and diplomatic. But no, I mean that's blatantly stupid. In fact, I've said it in many of my speeches. Look, let's look at where these mass shootings have been. Okay, we had them in Luby's, a restaurant where guns weren't allowed. Oh well, wait a minute, that couldn't happen. Guns weren't allowed there. And then there was Columbine, and I'm rushing through this, but there's Columbine. There was the Jewish daycare center. There have been what, eight, nine schools. There was the university. There was a post office. There was, the list goes on and on. Every single one of these places was a place where guns weren't allowed. If guns are the problem, Mark, somebody explain to me why we haven't seen these mass shootings at Skeet and Trap Shoots or NRA conventions or the dreaded gun show.
Shooting ranges.
Explain that to me.
Shooting ranges.
Yes, places where there are thousands of guns in the hands of at least as many law-abiding citizens. Somebody
I'll tell you what. Susanna, we're getting ready to take a break, but I want to leave you and I want to leave Bruce and I want to leave the listener with this thought before we go to the break. Isn't it funny that every one of these active shooting situations are stopped by a gun, be it law enforcement or civilian? Stick around. You're on the Armed American Radio Network, and we'll be right back.
Visit the United States Concealed Carry Association online at usconcealedcarry.com. Formed in 2003 by Mr. Timothy J. Schmidt, the USCCA is the nation's ultimate resource for the armed citizen. Now boasting tens of thousands of members in all 50 states, the USCCA has become America's leading source of information for the law-abiding citizen who has chosen to arm themselves. Your membership to the USCCA will include a subscription to the association's flagship publication, Concealed Carry Magazine. Mailed to all members 8 times annually, Concealed Carry Magazine has become America's most important single source of information for those who choose to live the armed lifestyle. Each issue is packed with the information you need, including unbiased product reviews, gun safety tips, training techniques, and informative columns written by some of the most knowledgeable authors in the field of personal defense. Become a member of the USCCA today online at usconcealedcarry.com. Join the thousands of Americans who have made the same decision you have. Join today.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com.
If you are faced with the decision to pay your mortgage or your credit cards or buy groceries, then this message is for you. The real solution to solving your problem with credit card debt is to reduce the amount you owe to creditors. The less you owe, the more money you will have for more important things in life. Strategic Resources wants to give you information about all your options for free. In a simple 5-minute phone call, you can find out which programs work best for your life now. 800-981-9371. 800-981-9371.
Do you have a family member who's getting older and can no longer be safely left alone? I'd like you to get to know Visiting Angels. Visiting Angels assists senior citizens and adults to continue living at home and not have to move into a nursing home. Experienced, compassionate caregivers will provide your loved ones with assistance in hygiene, meal preparation, and light housework. Home care services are provided up to 24 hours per day at affordable rates, and you may select your caregiver before service begins. Visiting Angels has become America's choice in home care with 300 franchised locations across the nation. Call toll-free today at 877-374-LIVE. To find an office near you, visit www.visitingangels.com. For home care for your loved ones, call Visiting Angels at 877-374-LIVE. That's Visiting Angels, toll-free at 877-374-LIVE. L-I-V-E.
Hi, my name is Shirley Van Heest. I'm from Michigan, and I've been using Annie Willoughby's 3-Step Plan for about 9 months. When I was introduced to the 3-Step Plan, I saw the value of it, and I saw the potential in it. It offers an opportunity to provide some security that you can be in charge of. So many things are out of our control in today's economy, and if we can set ourselves up in business and we can secure our own future, then I guess we don't have to worry too much. We will get through whatever difficulties may lie ahead. I have never seen anything that has worked so wonderfully. I have seen the potential in it, and now it's becoming realization. And I have really seen great results. I'm feeling very positive about the future and very positive about the growth of my own particular business.
Hi, how in the world are you anyway? I'm Andy Willoughby. For more information, go to 3stepplan.com or call 888-366-5258. 888-366-5258.
Welcome back to the Armed American Radio Network. I'm your host, Mark Walters. Every week, reach out to us in the studio if you want to participate in the show and speak with Susanna Hupp and Dr. Bruce Eimer at 877-956-9566. 877-956-9566. Email me in the studio, mark@armedamericanradio.org, mark@armedamericanradio.org, or tweet me. I think we've got that fixed. Twitter.com/AARMark, and I just got a positive affirmation that we did. mark@armedamericanradio.org, twitter.com/AARMark. Susanna, before the break, I made the comment that every one of these active shooter situations are stopped by someone with a gun.
Yeah.
Am I missing something? Am I wrong?
No, I don't think so. In fact, one of my favorite ones was in Pearl, Mississippi. I don't know if you happen to recall that one. It was a dreadful shooting, but I distinctly remember watching Bryant Gumbel on a show that he used to have called Public Eye.
Oh boy!
And he was interviewing Joel Myrick, the incredibly brave. I mean, a real life hero, assistant principal. The guy's a stud. If you've never seen him, he looked. If you were a director and you were going to cast this role of the hero in the movie, you would use this guy. And he stopped the shooter by grabbing a handgun that was kept illegally on the school campus in his car. And I watched Bryant Gumbel's eyes bug out, and then he just quietly slept over it, just let it pass. And, of course, I'm screaming at the TV, but he stopped it with a gun.
Right.
But there you go.
Yeah, it is. It's mind-boggling. I remember seeing the same report. Bryant Gumbel, boy, oh, boy, that's a blast from the past. I want to bring in Dr. Bruce Eimer. Bruce, you're a big fan of Susanna Hupp's, and feel free to ask away. I know that you have a number of questions, and, you know, I could really use 2 or 3 hours here, so I want to get to cover as much as we possibly can. Go for it, my friend.
Hi, Susanna.
Hi, Bruce. Did you know that my husband's a psychologist?
No, I did not.
Yeah, he's a neuropsychologist and works on a lot of the soldiers, a lot of the brain-injured soldiers over in Fort Hood.
There's a big need for that now. I'm also trained as a neuropsychologist, Susanna, and you're a hero of mine.
Well, you're very kind. Let me tell you that when the first chance that I got when I was in that shooting, I ran. Okay? I want to make that crystal clear. I ran.
That's normal. You know, get out of Dodge when, you know, your life is being threatened. I mean, there's nothing to be ashamed of there.
Well, I'm always, you know, if somebody says I'm their hero, I just want to clarify that. I certainly didn't stand up and do much of anything then.
Well, you know, I appreciate your humility. I mean, what makes you a hero to me is the fact that you took a horrible, horrible situation, and that led you to do some very, very valuable and constructive things. I mean, you basically became an icon for gun rights in the Second Amendment. You went ahead and you went within the system to become a legislator, and, you know, you testified in front of Congress, and now, of course, you've written a book. And, you know, that horrible incident made you become a promoter of the idea that guns are good and guns save lives. And it's always been very interesting to me to try to analyze situations where in a similar kind of situation, a horrible situation where a lunatic is murdering people. You know, you have one person who, like, you know, Dianne Feinstein or the congresswoman from New York, Carolyn McCarthy, they become crusaders for taking away people's rights and for gun control and basically take them away from Mr. and Mrs. America. And then you have another person who is involved in a horrible, horrible situation like you were. And, of course, you chose a different path. So, you know, that's one of the things that makes you my hero, that you express yourself very eloquently, and you've dedicated a grand portion of your life to promoting gun rights and to seeing to it that you know, the legislators no longer have the power to legislate away our rights as they did in your case with such horrible, horrible results. I'm quite sure that from what I've read about you and from listening to you on you know, nowadays it's YouTube, that you you're not the kind of person who would just run away. I mean that, you know, it was a situation where, you know, if you had a gun, you would have done everything you could have to have stopped that murderer. And, you know.
Well, Bruce, let me jump in here. Susanna, it's my understanding that there were six or seven other patrons of that restaurant who had left guns in the car. Is that a correct statistic?
Yeah, six or seven that we know of. I mean, that I have spoken with personally or, as in one terrible case, a couple of years after the incident, I was in my local bank and an older lady came in and introduced herself, said, "You don't know me, but my daughter was so-and-so," and I recognized it as one of the victims. And she said, "I just want you to know I appreciate what you're doing, and I also want you to know that her gun was out in her car as well."
It's unbelievable. Tell us about the changes that have occurred since you took your seat. I believe it was in the Texas House, correct?
Yes, sir.
Tell us about the changes that you instilled down in Texas.
Well, you know, I get credit for putting into place our current concealed carry law, but the truth is I wasn't in office. I would like to say that I had some sort of hand in it. You know, I did go testify and I did work for it, but it wasn't until the next year that I actually went into the legislature here. I've also testified in, 24, 25, 26 other states, something like that. And I'm not, I should tell your listeners that I'm not really a proponent of concealed carry permitting. Now, don't get me wrong. Obviously, I think I'm pretty pragmatic. So I think that anything that moves the bar in our direction is a good thing. But I don't like permits. I mean, to me, I have this right. It's a right. I shouldn't have to ask permission from the government.
Amen to that.
So I try not to speak in favor of concealed carry permits, but I do speak in favor of anything that moves the bar. Anything that makes it better and allows people to protect themselves, I think, is probably a good thing.
Well, Ted Nugent famously said in an interview done in Texas, I believe, that the Second Amendment is my concealed weapons permit.
Yet another stud.
Yet another stud. We've asked him. I should let everybody know that we have asked him again tonight, actually, to be on this broadcast, so we're hoping for a positive response. His schedule has been very hectic. Susanna, let's talk very quickly about your book. We've got a couple minutes before we go to a break, so I kind of want to get you involved in that. And then when we come back, I want to ask you about our friend, both of our friends, Nikki Gosar, and some of the things that she went through and some of the similarities. The book is entitled From Lubies to the Legislature. Tell us about it.
It is From Lubies to the Legislature, One Woman's Fight Against Gun Control. And I want to make it clear to everybody that I am not Ernest Hemingway, darn it. But I'm hoping it's very readable. My target audience is people who are particularly people who are on the fence, or husbands and boyfriends who have a wife or girlfriend that is on the fence, that's queasy about guns. It's the story it is autobiographical as my life relates to guns. Okay, I don't get into details elsewhere in my life. Just as my life relates to guns, it does tell in much more detail the incident at the restaurant.
Very good. I need you to hold that thought. That music means we're going to be taking a quick break. When we come back, we'll tell everybody where to get it, and we'll talk about Nikki Gosar. Stick around. You're on the Armed American Radio Network.
Visit the United States Concealed Carry Association online at usconcealedcarry.com. Formed in 2003 by Mr. Timothy J. Schmidt, the USCCA is the nation's ultimate resource for the armed citizen. Now boasting tens of thousands of members in all 50 states, the USCCA has become America's leading source of information for the law-abiding citizen who has chosen to arm themselves. Your membership to the USCCA will include a subscription to the association's flagship publication, Concealed Carry Magazine. Mailed to all members 8 times annually, Concealed Carry Magazine has become America's most important single source of information for those who choose to live the armed lifestyle. Each issue is packed with the information you need, including unbiased product reviews, gun safety tips, training techniques, and informative columns written by some of the most knowledgeable authors in the field of personal defense. Become a member of the USCCA today online at usconcealedcarry.com. Join the thousands of Americans who have made the same decision you have. Join today.
The credit card companies have received government bailouts, and you're still struggling to make ends meet. If you are behind on your credit card payments, call for powerful, free information and consultation from Financial Freedom of America. The facts are, Financial Freedom of America can show you how to cut your credit card debt in half, and the credit card companies are willing to negotiate for less than what you owe. So now is the time to act. If you need a partner to work on your behalf, call now to get maximum savings off your debts. Financial Freedom of America settled over $27 million in credit card debt last year alone. They can do the same for you. It all starts with a free 10-minute personal and confidential consultation. There is no cost or obligation to find out about this life-changing program. Individual results may vary, not available in all states. So call 800-804-0191. 800-804-0191. If you need a personal bailout, call 800-804-0191. 800-804-0191.
Hi, my name is Shirley Van Heest. I'm from Michigan, and I've been using Andy Willoughby's three-step plan for about 9 months. When I was introduced to the three-step plan, I saw the value of it, and I saw the potential in it. It offers an opportunity to provide some security that you can be in charge of. So many things are out of our control in today's economy, and if we can set ourselves up in business, and we can secure our own future, then I guess we don't have to worry too much. We will get through whatever difficulties may lie ahead. I have never seen anything that has worked so wonderfully. I have seen the potential in it, and now it's becoming realization. And I have really seen great results. I'm feeling very positive about the future and very positive about the growth of my own particular business.
Hi, how in the world are you anyway? I'm Andy Willoughby. For more information, go to 3stepplan.com or call 888-366-5258. 888-366-5258.
Do you have a family member who's getting older and can no longer be safely left alone? I'd like you to get to know Visiting Angels. Visiting Angels assists senior citizens and adults to continue living at home and not have to move into a nursing home. Experienced, compassionate caregivers will provide your loved ones with assistance in hygiene, meal preparation, and light housework. Home care services are provided up to 24 hours per day at affordable rates, and you may select your caregiver before service begins. Visiting Angels has become America's choice in home care with 300 franchised locations across the nation. Call toll-free today at 877-374-LIVE. To find an office near you, visit www.visitingangels.com. For home care for your loved ones, call Visiting Angels at 877-374-LIVE. That's Visiting Angels, toll-free at 877-374-LIVE. L-I-V-E.
Roger Wilco. Sean just told me I was clear and I was paying attention to some computer screens here. I'm trying to multitask. Our phones are lighting up, Suzanne. I don't think that's a shock. I expected that. And
that's great.
Yeah, one of the oh, let me get the technical stuff out of the way, okay?
Sure.
Well, I shouldn't give the phone number because our lines are pretty much full, but it's 877-956-9566 if you would like to participate.
And can I share one more thing?
Yes, absolutely, please.
Just real quickly, I wanted to make it clear that the book is not just autobiographical. The last half of the book gives a tremendous amount. It's kind of a handbook for people who are in the fray and need to deal with their legislature or need to deal with the media. So it gives a whole lot of pointers and a whole lot of it's kind of a handbook for folks that are in the middle of having to do that. So
now it comes out December 1st. Let's go ahead and tell people where they can pick it up.
Well, I understand you can pre-purchase it through my website, although I have not actually attempted it yet. My website is www.susannahupp.com. I think it is also pre-purchasable, if that is a word, at Borders.
Okay. You know, we just went through that with our book, Susanna, with Lessons from Armed America with the pre-purchase, and it is available, and people can order it, and it's when that happens, and it's really good to see that because we're selling out on Amazon now. They're in their third or fourth order, and
that's
I can
awesome.
Guarantee you're going to see that with yours. There's no question about it. So SusannaHupp.com, please go out there and take a look at From Lubies to the Legislature. Bruce and Susanna, we have a call here from Ed Rouse. Now, Ed Rouse is someone that we've adopted his son. His son, Samuel Rouse, is fighting on behalf of all of us, and we have asked Ed to stay in contact with us weekly with weekly updates from his son in the 11th Marine Expeditionary Unit. And we have a page up on our website at armedamericanradio.org and with the address, and apparently he's getting some mail. And Susanna, he's in Texas, so I want to take this call from Ed. I did not know he was going to call in. Ed, you are on the Armed American Radio Network. Are you with us, sir?
Hey.
You're on the network, Ed. How are you?
I'm doing great. It's a great program tonight and really enjoying it. Wanted to call in and tell Susanna we really appreciate all the effort she's made down here in Texas. I'm just a few hours away from her where she's at, and we really appreciate all that she's done for our state. And I wanted to pass that on to her personally.
You know, I've got to tell you, and I'm sure everybody listening feels the same way that I do right now. Please, the gratitude is all on our side for you to do what you're doing, to sacrifice seeing your son at Christmas time. I know you've got to worry about him on a regular basis. I know you've got to be proud of him, but there's got to be that parental concern, and I want you to know that I really respect that.
Well, I appreciate that. Thank you. I have twin boys, and they're both in the Marines, and one's deployed right now, and they're well aware of the fact that being able to defend our rights is the thing to do. So thank you.
Thank you.
Yeah, Suzanne, I want to make the point that we have truly adopted Samuel Rouse here. Ed, I take it that he is getting some positive feedback from the listeners across the country.
Yes, he is, Mark. From what little contact we have with him, I know things are starting to flow in now. Of course, the delay in time for mail to get over there has been a big issue, but it's starting to flow now, and he's starting to get it. And I understand he's got some stuff coming back for you. As soon as the package gets here, we'll get it back to you.
Well, I appreciate that very much. And like Susanna said, I know that everybody listening to this broadcast tonight, nationwide from coast to coast, I implore you, please go to armedamericanradio.org, America's Heroes tab page up there on the website, and get Samuel's address and help that Marine Expeditionary Unit, the 11th Marine Expeditionary Unit. Please send them some care packages, folks. We are getting ready to come near the holidays now. Thanksgiving is right around the corner, and Christmas is soon to follow. These people need our support. They're fighting for you. They're defending you and yours, me and mine, and you have got to take this personally. Ed, thank you so much for joining Armed American Radio. You're welcome on the broadcast at any time, okay?
Thanks, Mark, and thank you all for all that you are doing, and keep up
the great work.
That's great, Ed. Thank you so much for joining us. Susanna, that's powerful stuff.
Yeah, it is. We live so close to Fort Hood, and we see it very, very personally here. And we're just incredibly grateful for these young men and women and their parents. I got to tell you, I'm a parent now. I've got a 13-year-old and an 11-year-old boy, and I can't imagine what those parents go through. I really can't.
No, I have a 5-year-old little boy. It just turned 5 in September, and, you know, these kids, Ed's kids, are fighting so that my son doesn't have to. And, you know, unfortunately, I believe that this is going to be a fight that's going to cross generations here. This is not going to be over anytime soon. So,
yeah, I believe
you know,
you're right.
it's such a terrible thing, but it must be done. And, you know, patriots stand up and patriots fight like you did as a patriot. You did what you had to do. And that's, I'm going to kind of segue. That's a big word. I like that word. I learned that when I was writing. Suzanne, Nikki Gosar, a mutual friend of both of ours. What a horrible story this was, and we have new listeners across the nation, so I'm going to paraphrase here real quick. Nikki Gosar in Tennessee in April of this year, her and her husband decided to get out of the corporate rat race, and they started a karaoke business. She picked up a stalker, was unaware that she had a stalker, and a long story short, he showed up about 40 miles away from where they normally set up shop in the evening. And Nikki was uncomfortable with him there, and she realized at that moment in time that she was, in fact, being stalked when she saw him there. She asked management to have him leave. He then pulled out a gun and murdered her husband in cold blood, 5 shots, in front of 50 patrons in a crowded, packed bar. He was taken down by, I believe, if I'm not mistaken, Susanna, maybe you can correct me, but he was taken down by some off-duty military personnel.
I believe that's right.
Is that right?
I know it was two gentlemen, but I don't recall for certain.
Well, the gentleman's name is Hank Wise, and he is now where he belongs, awaiting trial. And we hope, and I have said on this broadcast before, and I say it again, that we hope that the taxpayer money goes to good use, and this man is brought to justice quickly for her sake. She is fighting the good fight up there, Suzanne, and I know that you've been a mentor to her over these very grueling and grief-ridden months, these grief-stricken months for her. And I spoke with Nikki today and notified her that you were actually going to be on the broadcast tonight. She sent me an email and said, please bring up my situation. She didn't want to call in tonight and step on our conversation. I said, you're more than welcome to do so. Can you tell us, because you do know what she's gone through, and she is now working with a state senator, effective beginning tomorrow. And
yeah,
I have
which is awesome. Not working yeah. with, you mean working for.
Working actually, for. Right.
Employee. Yeah, which is pretty neat.
It's great news. I have a funny feeling that she's going to follow your footsteps. Did you gather any of that?
I think she's going to blaze her own path. I'll tell you honestly, I think she's, in fact, I think I commented to her in an email when she told me that she was going to go to work for the senator. She's going to end up running for office. And
I believe so.
It may not be next year or the year after, but she'll end up running for office after she learns the ropes up there. And I think that's awesome. I think we need more people like her. And, you know, I think her situation was far more dreadful than what I went through, because it was, I know this sounds a little odd, but you kind of expect to lose your parents at some point in time. I mean, certainly not in a violent way and not in a situation like that, but this was her husband. And he died in her arms, and he died in such a way that she felt that she knew what this guy was going to do. And had she been allowed to have a gun on her, she really felt like she could have stopped it. It wasn't a surprise attack.
No, you know, she has told me, and she's told my listeners on a couple of occasions, and she will be a guest on this broadcast as we continue to watch her saga unfold. In the courtroom up there, I understand that the alleged shooter who has pled innocent is you know, has been indicted and all that good stuff. And we're going to watch the case go through. But you're right about that. The similarity there is kind of eerie. Her gun was in the car. It was left in the car because she complied with the law. And I have to wonder in my own head, and really don't have to wonder because I have spoken to her about it. I know she wishes she had broken that law. You're on the Armed American Radio Network, and we'll be right back with Susanna Hupp, Bruce Eimer, right after these messages.
Going into battle, you would want all the ammunition for your gun you could get. But presently, ammunition and reloading supplies are in shortage. Now think about this. If you have no food, all the guns and ammunition will be useless against the population-controlled breadlines. In the present battle for freedom and the lives of your loved ones, food is your most important and only true ammunition. How much do you want? When do you want it, now or after the battle starts? When will you need it? Will you buy it without proper identification? Will it make your children sick? Quarantine? Will you feed yourself or go to the gathering center for immunization? All of these problems disappear if you have a good supply of storable food. Food is your ammunition to fight for your freedom and your life. How much will you need? We don't know. How much do you want? All you can get. Storable food puts you in control. Call 800-409-5633. On the web, efoodsdirect.com. Call 800-409-5633.
Visit the United States Concealed Carry Association online at usconcealedcarry.com. Formed in 2003 by Mr. Timothy J. Schmidt, the USCCA is the nation's ultimate resource for the armed citizen. Now boasting tens of thousands of members in all 50 states, the USCCA has become America's leading source of information for the law-abiding citizen who has chosen to arm themselves. Your membership to the USCCA will include a subscription to the association's flagship publication, Concealed Carry Magazine. Mailed to all members 8 times annually, Concealed Carry Magazine has become America's most important single source of information for those who choose to live the armed lifestyle. Each issue is packed with the information you need, including unbiased product reviews, gun safety tips, training techniques, and informative columns written by some of the most knowledgeable authors in the field of personal defense. Become a member of the USCCA today online at usconcealedcarry.com. Join the thousands of Americans who have made the same decision you have. Join today.
Do you have a family member who's getting older and can no longer be safely left alone? I'd like you to get to know Visiting Angels. Visiting Angels assists senior citizens and adults to continue living at home and not have to move into a nursing home. Experienced, compassionate caregivers will provide your loved ones with assistance in hygiene, meal preparation, and light housework. Home care services are provided up to 24 hours per day at affordable rates, and you may select your caregiver before service begins. Visiting Angels has become America's choice in home care with 300 franchised locations across the nation. Call toll-free today at 877-374-LIVE. To find an office near you, visit www.visitingangels.com. For home care for your loved ones, call Visiting Angels at 877-374-LIVE. That's Visiting Angels, toll free at 877-374-LIVE. L-I-V-E.
Hi, my name is Shirley Van Heest. I'm from Michigan, and I've been using Andy Willoughby's three-step plan for about 9 months. When I was introduced to the three-step plan, I saw the value of it, and I saw the potential in it. It offers an opportunity to provide some security that you can be in charge of. So many things are out of our control in today's economy, and if we can set ourselves up in business and we can secure our own future, then I guess we don't have to worry too much. We will get through whatever difficulties may lie ahead. I have never seen anything that has worked so wonderfully. I have seen the potential in it, and now it's becoming realization. And I have really seen great results. I'm feeling very positive about the future and very positive about the growth of my own particular business.
Hi, how in the world are you anyway? I'm Andy Willoughby. For more information, go to 3stepplan.com or call 888-366-5258. 888-366-5258.
Ooh, I want him on this broadcast. We're not going to stop until we get Uncle Ted, the Nuge, on the air with us. 877-956-9566. 877-956-9566. Mark@armedamericanradio.org. Light him up, because we are getting an awful lot of activity here. Some of them we can't get to. In fact, most people are saying they want to make a comment because this is great radio and they want to listen to what's being said, Susanna. That's very powerful. Dave in Grand Junction, Colorado called and said, great program, I'm listening to it live. And he said he wanted to let us know that he just bought his 8-year-old daughter her first rifle. So kudos to him. Granddaughter, excuse me, her first rifle. So good for him. And that's how you teach kids, and you teach them safety, and you take away that curiosity of the gun. Susanna, we were talking about Nikki Gosar. Did you want to continue with that?
Yeah, absolutely. Anywhere you want to go with this is fine. I also have to give a plug for Ted Nugent also. I think he is, you know, I made a comment earlier, I think he's a stud, and he was kind enough to do a wonderful testimonial for my book, and so did Mr. Ayoub. So those guys, I mean, when they say something nice about you, it just, you know, makes you all puffed up.
Well, Susanna, I have to plug this now that you mention that, because Mr. Ayoub wrote the foreword to my book, co-authored with Kathy Jackson as well. And, you know, that meant a lot to me to have the master himself, the author of In the Gravest Extreme, put his words on our pages, and he wrote the foreword for us. Ted Nugent, I was fortunate enough earlier this year, back in the summer, beginning of summer, to do a small interview with Ted, and the interview was incredibly compelling, and it's up on the usconcealedcarry.com website. I think what I'll do is drag that over and put it on the armedamericanradio.org website, because it was so good. Have you met Ted and had an opportunity to sit and talk with him?
Oh, yeah, a few times over the years. He's so passionate that he just wraps you up in everything that he's saying, and he's one of the best people that we have on our side, I believe. And, you know, what made me think about it really was that you were talking about kids. You kind of you mentioned that the one gentleman had just bought his 8-year-old granddaughter a gun, and you know, Ted is just such a big proponent of teaching children gun safety, and not just gun safety, but how to use the gun properly. And I just have a great deal of respect for him.
Yeah, he is absolutely awesome. And we've talked about gun safety here many, many times. It's one of the mantras of this program. And Ms. Kathy Jackson, my co-author there and managing editor, was kind enough to join us in the first hour with Dr. Reimer, who I know is still there. Bruce, you're still on the air with us. I see you flashing. Jump
Hello.
In here at any time, my friend.
Thank you. Thank you. Well, if that's a cue or a clue.
It is, because I wanted to bring that into the training. I'm sorry, I probably didn't handle that little transition there too well. Bruce, you and I and Kathy have talked about training and stripping children of the curiosity. And it's the curiosity that gets a child in trouble.
Yes, curiosity and lack of knowledge. And I want to take the opportunity to plug your book. I think that the book that you and Kathy wrote is one of the best books that I've read in the field in a long, long time. And I think it's an essential primer for gun owners, whatever their level of experience. So it imparts knowledge, and knowledge is an important aspect of mindset, which also includes attitude and preparedness, you know. And
yeah, it's all one, it's all part and parcel. You have to have both. And the most important thing that we can do as law-abiding gun owners is to teach our children to be safe. And, you know, my kids have learned from a very young age. Kathy will tell you, and people can visit her site. You, the listener, can visit her at cornerdcat.com. There is just a tremendous amount of information. Susanna, if you've not been to that site, you need to go there and take a look at that. It's a wealth of information, predominantly geared towards women, women gun owners, or women who are considering owning a handgun. And there's just an incredible amount of information for children there.
There's such a large number of women that, look, I'm not a hunter. And Lampasas, my little hometown here, just opened up this weekend. You know, hunting whitetail deer is the biggest thing that this county has going for it. And I support hunting, but I'm not a hunter. I'm not personally into that. And I think there are an awful lot of women out there that equate having a gun and knowing how to use a gun with killing dear sweet innocent Bambi. They just do. So I think it's very important to reach out to those women and reach out to those women that have children as well and impart to them the knowledge, Bruce, like you said. I think it's important for them to not fear the gun and understand its other uses.
Yeah, it is. You know, you have a lot of single women out there today, unfortunately, and
yeah,
a lot of them own guns. Susanna, you know, this is not your first rodeo. You know, we have an administration right now that is rabidly anti-gun. My personal opinion is that after the 2010 elections, I believe that a couple Tuesdays ago was an eye-opener, and I think you're going to start to see some things happening on the gun front here very soon. There are some very subtle indicators of that coming, and I tell people to please sleep with your one eye open here and keep an eye on what's happening. But, Susanna, you've seen guns flying off the shelves. It's my understanding that the civilian population of the U.S. has never been as armed as it is now. And that's important to point out because 200 million gun owners hurt no one yesterday or today.
Yeah.
You know?
That's great.
The mainstream media, too many people sit in front of their television and their view of this nation is what they see on a two-dimensional map and a weather person pointing to California and Maine and Florida, and they make it look so small. And these people, for whatever reason, don't have the opportunity, as I have had, especially over the last 2 years, to fly across this country. And we talk about preparation, Bruce. I want to bring something up that happened to me this week. I spent some time traveling out to Salt Lake City. I had to defend my company in a lawsuit against a frivolous lawsuit, a small claims lawsuit. It was $6,125. And what does that have to do with guns? I'll tell you what it has to do with guns. I was prepared in the courtroom. They were not.
Mm-hmm.
And I proceeded to mop them up on their own home court, mm-hmm, and win the case within minutes purely because I was prepared. And we talk about preparation on Armed American Radio week after week after week. When they found out that I was in that courtroom and actually flew across the country to defend against a $6,125 lawsuit, mm-hmm, they didn't know what to do.
Mm-hmm.
The parallels about, I got to thinking about it in a very strange way. The parallels are amazing because, Susanna, as you well know personally, that's how a violent attack occurs. The criminal is always prepared.
Yeah.
The victim tends never to be prepared because criminals know what they're doing. Just like the nutcase Hennard that drove into that window and crashed that truck, catching how many people off guard in a horrible act of violence.
You know, I've said so many times that the possession of a gun and even knowing how to use it is certainly not a guarantee. But it certainly is nearly a guarantee against these mass shootings. You know, they might be able to surprise the first one or two people, but after that, somebody's going to get them.
Well, we talked about the break. We threw that out. It is mind-boggling to me how the anti-gun establishment, whatever you want to call them, simply doesn't understand. I can't recall any active shooter situation that wasn't stopped by a gun.
Absolutely. It's the only way that you can stop an active shooter situation. You certainly can't stop it by reasoning with a lunatic murderer.
Okay, I got to throw this out. I can think of one. I can think of one, but I will tell you this. It was stopped because the people that stopped it had knowledge of guns. And what I'm referring to is the Springfield, Oregon school shooting. Can't tell you what year. I want to say 95, 96. And the shooter was a student, and he ended up being pulled down by, I believe it was a senior and his brother, and then a couple others joined in. But the reason they knew when to be able to attack the guy because
the sound of the reload.
That's exactly right.
They knew the sound of the reload. You're absolutely
correct.
And that is such a great point. Susanna, we are getting ready to hear some music, and I want the listeners to hear from you again where they can find your book, where they can catch it, and a brief synopsis. We have about 1 minute before we hear a little bit of Ted Nugent music. Go for it.
It's called From Movies to the Legislature, One Woman's Fight Against Gun Control. It can be found at www.SusannaHupp, that's SusannaHupp, P as in Paul, .com. It will be available. It is going to be available for Christmas. It's going to be out December 1st. It's hardback. It's autobiographical as my life relates to guns, but it also gives it. I hope it imparts a lot of hints and acts as sort of a handbook for anybody who wants to deal with their legislature and the media.
I'll tell you what, I am rabidly looking forward to getting my hands on that thing.
And I will send you one.
I'll tell you what, I will definitely continue to repeat that, and I hope that after I have a chance to get my eyes on that you'll come back and talk with us a little bit further. This was a very good radio program tonight, very, very instructional, instructive to the listeners. Susanna, thank you so much for joining Armed American Radio. I hope you are more than welcome to appear, and I hope you'll accept that invitation. Dr. Bruce Eimer, we appreciate your time very, very much and your incredible wisdom. You too are welcome on Armed American Radio at any time. Ladies and gentlemen, some great things getting ready to happen. Check us out at armedamericanradio.org, armedamericanradio.org. And you know what? Tucson, Meridian, Idaho, Missoula, Montana, Liberal, Kansas, everywhere else across the United States, thank you so much. Catch us next week right here on the Armed American Radio Network. It's been a pleasure.
You've been listening to Armed American Radio Network with your host, Mark Walters. Armed American Radio, brought to you each week by the United States Concealed Carry Association. To learn more about Armed American Radio, log on to armedamericanradio.org.